Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, before we get back to the calls, the rest of the playoff scenario that I was just mentioning, with the Giants being the first team that could potentially be eliminated, realistically, mathematically, according to Joe Ferreira, at Joe NFL, and I just posted the entire tweet, at WrestleMania621, again, the Giants can be eliminated if they fall to 2-10 with a loss, and or a Dallas win, a Minnesota win, or Seattle win or tie. As Joe explains, there's all sorts of different tiebreakers and paths and domino effects and whatever. I'll let everybody read that. But he said, if the Giants were to be eliminated this week with 6 weeks to play, it would be the earliest playoff exit for the Giants since 1976. That was when they moved into Giants Stadium. Not MetLife Stadium, Giants Stadium. He said the 0-8 Giants were eliminated in a 14-week season that year. It would be the earliest playoff elimination in the NFL since 2020. The Jets in week 11 of a 17-week season. 16 games, 17 weeks. He also said, side note, we also have some teams that can be eliminated this week from a division title potential. Vegas with a loss or a tie, Jets with a loss or a tie, or a New England win or a tie, Arizona with a loss combined with a Rams win, and either a Seattle win or tie plus San Francisco. I mean, it's absurd. This guy's been doing this for 30-plus years, figuring out all these scenarios. It's hard enough going into week 17 sometimes. Could you imagine trying to crunch all these numbers and figuring out everything this early in the season? So the Giants haven't had their bye yet? I thought they did.
No, I think it's after this week. It's week 14. This is
that's a long time to not have a bye.
This is week 13 coming up, right?
No, this is week 12.
This is week 12, so we have another game.
Yeah, because they played 11 games so far. So they're 12th
yes.
In 12 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it should be coming up, right?
Yeah. So after these next couple, after the Detroit game, and then I guess we have one more.
I mean, I wonder where the Commanders' bye would have fallen this week if they had not been in Madrid. I guess teams are given the option to have their bye week following their international game. Some teams take it, some teams don't. There are a couple of teams recently, I think the Jets were one of them, where they did not take their bye the week after playing international. And so many teams are going to be playing internationally moving forward. I mean, there's already 8 games this year. It's probably going to be 10 or 11, somewhere in that range next year. Who knows? All right, so anyway, there's that. Then there's this. Look, I know people don't want to hear this, and I'll admit that this is selfish on my part. I'll just admit that. Next Sunday night, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, the Commanders are stuck playing the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football. I believe we've officially moved past the deadline I believe it was today, for the scenario to change, for NBC to flex out of it. I don't believe that's happening. It might be 4 o'clock, but I'm not 100% sure on the exact television market or window rules. But I believe we've moved past when you can flex that game or flex out of that game. And here's what I know. Oh, for me, yes, sucks. I hate it. It especially if it's going to be bad weather, traveling home at 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. But I hate it for you guys. You guys, you know, like we just had a call from Carolina, you know, lives in North Carolina, comes to the home games. You guys that buy the tickets, especially you season ticket holders. Oh, you either have to sell your tickets, which means probably a bunch of Broncos fans, or maybe not. I don't know. You know, it's a tough weekend for travel. Thanksgiving weekend is not a good weekend for traveling. The airfares are exorbitant. A lot of people obviously traveling because of the holiday. Right? I mean, you could be looking at either a two-thirds filled stadium because a lot of people with tickets decide not to show up if they're Commanders fans and they couldn't sell them. I mean, or if you decide to go to the game and you decide to stay, 11:30 on Thanksgiving weekend, Sunday night, ugh. You know, that's just a terrible, terrible scenario. And look, the Broncos have won 8 in a row. So I can't kill NBC for wanting them.
Their offense also isn't that good.
Their offense is dreadful. Yeah. And they just lost their top running back, J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, that is true. I don't see, like, I think you guys have, if you guys go in there with a healthy J.D., get McLaurin back.
Mm-hmm.
How many weeks is that away? You said Thanksgiving.
It's next Sunday.
Okay.
So because this Sunday they're on bye.
Yeah, and then
Thursday is so a week and change from now is Thanksgiving. So it's the Sunday night of Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, that Sunday is, I don't know if it, I don't know if the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, or if it's the Sunday after Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
but I think the two worst, you know, by people that study this stuff, travel days,
mm-hmm.
car, plane, train, whatever,
yeah.
of the year, of the calendar, is the 2 days surrounding Thanksgiving weekend.
Wow.
So getting to the stadium is going to be a nightmare because, you know, most of us have to loop around on the Beltway and whatever. Coming home won't be the problem, except it'll be late at night. You never know what kind of weather at the end of November.
Hey,
but think about the scenario that could play out. Again, because Denver's so far away, it's not like Philadelphia. It's not like, you know, and Denver's got plenty of fans. I'm not suggesting that they don't. But it's just a really tough weekend for Denver people to say, hey, let's go to the nation's capital and walk around and spend 2 or 3 days in D.C. and go to the game and see our team. I mean, I'm not saying nobody will do that, but it's a tough scenario. So that stadium could be two-thirds empty, like early on.
I think people will go out. Again, Denver's not as scary. There's a good chance Washington wins that game.
I would say this. They're going to have a chance because Denver's offense is so mediocre.
Yeah.
If you can, so mediocre.
If you can find a way to put up points, which I think the Commanders could do with if JD finds his way back in and McLaurin finds his way back in.
I don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to play in that game, but it looks like McLaurin's going to.
Yeah.
I
don't know how realistic that is. Even with Mariota, I mean, he's come in and showed to be a good, formidable backup quarterback. If you get those two, I think the chances are good for the Commanders to get a W in that game. And I think that will make all the travel and hassle, especially for Commanders fans, I think that will make it a little bit more worth it.
That game, again, listen, I'm not telling you they don't have a chance. They do, to your point. And by the way, Patrick Surtain, who's arguably the best corner in the NFL.
Yeah, he's the best.
He may not be playing. He's still out. He may not be. He may be back. It's like right on that border. We don't know. The Broncos are 9-2 right now. Commanders 3-8, as we know. I don't know why they can't flex that game. Even I think CBS, as best I can tell, has the doubleheader weekend. There's got to be a better game, though, than Broncos-Commanders. Even though, again, the Commanders, I guess, would have a chance. And there's some lousy games, too, like the Saints and Dolphins, Falcons and Jets with Kirk Cousins, by the way, at quarterback. I don't know. How about you can't flex. The real problem is because the NFL has to have so many games in a weekend in non-traditional windows, the three on Thanksgiving, the one on the Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which is a great one, Bears and Eagles in Philly on Friday, then the rest of the Sunday slate plus a Monday schedule, right? They have five games in exclusive television windows, including your Giants against the Patriots in Foxborough on Monday night. There's really no other games. If I think CBS, who has the doubleheader weekend, I think they get to protect one game. The other, you know, juicy game, if you will, would be the Bills and Steelers. I mean, you could make an argument for the Vikings Seahawks, but there really isn't that, you know, Texans Colts. Maybe. Maybe. But man, because that's what kills the Commanders and Commanders fans on that Sunday night slot is five games already are out of the traditional Sunday 1 o'clock, 4:25 or 4+ window. So they're almost stuck. And I thought about that when the schedule came out. I said, ugh, even if the Commanders stink, they're probably going to be stuck in that game because of just this scenario. That doesn't matter to a lot of people. A lot of people are like, hell yeah, it's great. Sunday night, I can watch the rest of the NFL on Sunday. Okay, but if you're going to the game, and in my case, working at the game, kind of sucks. And if you're going to the game, by the way, pretty damn good chance it ain't going to be nice weather. Don't know, it's too far away. Pretty damn good chance you're going to be freezing your ass off. All right, let's get back to the calls. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Rick in North Carolina. What's up, Rick? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's going on,
Welcome
Rick?
Back from Spain. I'm doing good. Well, I guess the whole nation will get to see how bad of a team we are on Sunday night.
That's one way to look at it.
Let me ask you a question, Chris.
Yeah.
I want to hear you make a case for Dan Quinn keeping his job if he loses out.
Okay.
So that would be, 12 straight losses?
Yeah. I would say this. I'll give you the exact scenario that I can think of, right? Say they are ultra competitive like they were on Sunday. And, you know, it's one or two or three things that catch up to them, but they play with a lot of pride. They play with a lot of competitive fire. They play with some juice. They play with some energy. They're not getting blown out. I think the only scenario that he gets fired is if they get their doors blown off. And quite honestly, you know, Rick, I just don't see it from this standpoint. If you look at it, right, again, Denver, we talked about how challenged their offense is, and make no mistake about it, it's challenged, although it might be – it might look great against this Washington defense, although I don't expect that. But then they go at Minnesota, at the Giants, before finishing up with the Eagles, Dallas, and the Eagles again, where those three games could be ugly. But as we've discussed all year, the Eagles are not a good regular season offensive team. They just aren't. And they haven't been under Jalen Hurts. So even those games might be a way for them to look – hey, it's not a complete disaster. We just had a bad injury-prone, injury-laden year, and some other things got sideways on us. So if you're rooting for Dan Quinn to get fired, and I'm not, but if you're rooting for Dan Quinn to get fired,
I'm not
then,
in it.
Yeah.
I'm not losing. I don't want to see anybody lose a job. But, I mean, it's got to be some, you know, it's got to be some consideration. But like I say, it won't happen. I hope you don't, you know, I don't want to see anybody lose their job regardless. But, I mean, is there any type of precedent where somebody's lost, like a coach has lost, like, say if we lose out, that's 12 straight losses. Has any coach ever survived anything like that?
I would have to think offhand. Yeah, I would have to check that. Well, I would have to check it out to see when it last happened. But, you know, a scenario I could think of. Now, he was only after his first year, but Jimmy Johnson and the Cowboys lost. They went 1-15 in his first year. I would have to check out to see if there's any team that lost 12 in a row, right? Because that's the scenario that we're talking about. 12 in a row to end the season in which the coach survived. I would have to double check that and do some research on that.
Yeah, Jimmy went 1-15, and the only win was against us.
Yeah.
So do you think Kingsbury will be back, or you think he'll go to college? Because I can't see him. I don't see him as an NFL head coach.
You know, it's a great question because I mean, earlier in the year, I would say his star was still very much back on the rise. I would say with all of the great college openings, I would not rule out that he gets one of the premier. Like, think about this. Cliff Kingsbury at Florida. Right?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I mean, that seems like a good fit. That seems like a good fit. You're in Gainesville. You know, the media is not going to harass you to no end. I mean, there'll be pressure. But I don't know if there's the same pressure there as maybe there is at LSU or if you're a head coach in the NFL. And you start looking around the NFL head coaching landscape, right? And you start to say, well, where could there be openings? Well, one could be Arizona. He's not going back to Arizona.
You got Tennessee. Don't they have an interim coach?
Correct. Absolutely. The Giants.
He's not a New York guy.
I don't think Cliff wants to deal with
them. They're eating him alive up in New York. But Florida, that seemed like a good bet. So if Cliff does move on, you think they will elevate one of the other guys on the offense or bring in a new offensive mind? Because they always talk about the guys they have, Brian Johnson, Anthony Lynn,
Tavita Pritchard. Again, it depends on I don't know if any. I mean, Anthony Lynn is probably the most likely.
He's been a head coach.
He's been a head coach. He's been an offensive coordinator. But remember, the Detroit head coach Dan Campbell fired him after a year as his offensive coordinator before he hired Ben Johnson. You know, so.
I didn't realize.
Yeah. Look, I think if Cliff leaves for a job, he's certainly likely to take, you know, I would think maybe a Tavita Pritchard. But if Cliff, I don't think Cliff's going to get fired. I think Cliff only is not here if he gets an NFL job or a college job, which, again, is very possible. And I would think more likely college than the NFL, but I don't have all those scenarios worked out. I appreciate you, Rick. I got to let you run. You want a break? You said, all right, we got a break. So we stay on track. We will get to more calls. I got to speed it up. I know I got Paulie. I got Athan. We're getting back to work. Easy going on a Tuesday. We got plenty of time to kill, because the Commanders are not going to play a relevant game, pretty much the rest of the way, of the season. And certainly not for a week and a half on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, before we get right back to the calls, the research that I have so far, the caller asked, Rick in North Carolina asked, if the Commanders finish up losers of 12 in a row, and they're 6 in a row right now, so that would be, again, 2 losses to the Eagles, a loss to the Cowboys, a loss to the Giants, a loss to the Vikings, and a loss to the Broncos the rest of the way. 12 in a row and finish at 3-14. Why would Dan Quinn keep his job? Fair question. And I said, I think it matters how you play, whatever. I mean, if you get just annihilated in every game, it's really bad. Look, you know, whatever. So I don't know if this is official because it's still new technology, but I'm just going to tell you what I've got. The Sumer Brain Beta program that we introduced a couple of weeks ago has, I asked it, when was the last time an NFL team lost 12 games in a row to end the season and did not fire their head coach afterwards? And it spat back out 3 scenarios. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as an expansion team in 76 and 77, lost 26 in a row and kept John McKay. The Steelers in 69 and 70, coached by Chuck Noll, lost 13 consecutive games to finish the 69 season, continued that streak into the 70 season. Noll was retained and, of course, eventually won Super Bowls. The most recent one that it spat out is the Cleveland Browns in 2016 and 2017. Hugh Jackson, the head coach, remember? They lost 17 straight games from the end of the 2016 season, the entirety of the 2017 season, right? And Jackson was retained for the 2018 season. Now, Joe Barry was the head coach of the Lions when they went winless. I think he was fired after that year. I have to double check that, but I think that's how that went down. So interesting. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Paulie real quickly here. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Hail to the W, man. Hail to the W.
What's going on?
Oh, Chuck Russell, man. Hey, I'm going to say this, man.
Oh, Chuck Russell, get out of here.
You know Fred Smoot on the boat. Smoot throwing the meat. You throwing up on the meat.
Smooty's on a different boat than I get to go on, so.
Going no more boats, man.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's a wrap. Hey, listen, man. Let me start out with Mar-a-Lago, all right? Because this is not an Adam Peters thing, man. Right? The problem with the draft picks is, number one, is they're not playing them enough. All right? They're drafting guys, and they're throwing them in rotation, like Johnny Newton. These high draft picks, these second-round picks, third-round picks, you need to be starting these guys. They need to be getting the majority of the snaps. Not being in a rotation with a veteran. Not spot playing. Same thing with Ben Sinnott. The same thing I would have said about McCaffrey if he was still playing, still active. All right, so the problem is not the players that they drafted. The problem is they're not playing their draft picks outside of Connerly and Amos. You know, those are two guys they threw in their starters and let them take their lumps. You know, well, you got to let all these guys take their lumps. And you want to take it back to, well, the Rams got 50% of their secondary. Well, if I remember correctly, and I do remember this correctly, because this is when I first knew that Mar-a-Lago was crazy, when he said, I would trade Cam Curl. Cam Curl, he's the reason what's wrong with the defense. He don't make any plays. He's this, he's that. And now you champion for Cam Curl. Hey, come on, man. You can't have it both ways.
Who, me? Wait, you were saying me?
No,
oh, Mark and Marco. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll never forget the day when I almost drove off the road when he said Cam Curl was the problem with the secondary, but Cam Curl was the best defensive player we had that year. Like, what are you talking about, man? Now, Forbes, I didn't agree with getting rid of Forbes last year because I knew he was mismanaged under Ron Rivera, and I thought these guys had a chance to teach this guy. And you see when he's going out to – and you see our secondary in shambles all year long, running into each other, doing all – so you got to start thinking, like, okay, the man has some talent, so maybe he wasn't getting coached up right. Because you see he's turned it around out there with the Rams, all right? So to me, it's not Adam Peters and who he's drafting. It's the coaches coaching and not playing these players. You need to, we got to embrace this youth movement and move forward with it. All right, they swung on the fence with a Pungo bat and missed completely. Struck out. All right, so it's time to change the strategy, man. So I'm going to say that. Like the gay stuff. The gay kicker, excuse me. The gay kicker.
Day late, dollar short.
We were screaming about this kicker in training camp on this show. Russell, I'll give you credit. The first guy. Like, this guy missing a lot of kicks in camp.
Yeah.
Then he came in the preseason and missed his first kick.
Yeah, he was not good. He was not good from the start at all.
From the word go, he wasn't good. And now you want to make a change? And you made a lateral move. Like you said, you had the opportunity last year to sign John Bates out of the XFL or whatever league was. But because he wanted a two-year deal, you didn't want to sign him. Now, this guy's rock solid for Detroit. You know what I mean? So, listen, man, I don't know. We got a long way to go this season. I don't want to see us tank out. Like you said, if we tank out this season, Dan Quinn has to go. And I hope Adam, not Adam, but Josh Harris has enough guts, you know, to pull the trigger if he has to pull the trigger. Because one thing is, when you got a losing environment, it's hard to get that stink.
Paulie, they're going to have to
no matter
get beat.
How many players
I think
in.
They're going to have to get beat by 20 plus points in a lot of these games.
No, that's what I'm. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I could take. They go out there and they compete and they just playing against better talent, better teams. I could take that. But if you going out here and we looking like the circus out there and we getting blown out by 20 points every game just because that tells you one that the coach has lost the team. He's lost the locker room. And it's hard to regain the locker room once you lost it. All right, so I'll end with that, man. Hey, Rooster guy, I love you, man. I told you to go out there, eat well, and drink well. I didn't tell you to go out there and throw up on all
and
the food,
barf
bro.
All
Come
over
on,
the
man.
Place, baby.
That's just, see, it only happened because you didn't email my ticket. See, you'd be good if I was there. Let's grab some food for you.
If I would have invited you, I wouldn't have barfed all over the place, Paulie.
Hey, Chris Russell, the most interesting man. In
Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. All right, I'll talk to you later. Let's quickly go to Athens and Annapolis here. Double A, MCO, how are you, pal?
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you, buddy.
It's good to have you. I haven't been able to track down Linus. I hope he's not on suicide watch.
Oh, he was.
Sunday.
Yeah, he was just. He was just here in studio, messing with me during Paulie's call. He's coming up on overtime tonight at 6:30 over on 106.7 The Fan, and he told me that he's so desperate for guests that he needs me to come on at about 8:20 tonight. So I've agreed. So you're going to hear more from me tonight.
But he's at the JV level, and you're the varsity, so you have to raise his ratings. You know, it's just,
yeah, we won't hold that against him. We won't hold that against him.
Hey, listen, the expansion team in Washington is going to have road games the rest of the way, okay? I already looked at StubHub and all that. You got club seats going for like $80 or less. So, you know, and per Nikki Javala, there's no flex in this game. She announced that yesterday.
I just saw that, yeah.
You know. Okay. Listen, what I want to see the rest of the way is the effort that, to Paulie's point, what they put out there on Sunday. If you just don't have the horses and you get beat by Philly and Philly by 20 or and on Christmas Day by Dallas because you just don't match up, if you don't have it, I can deal with that. But, you know, you got a good chance to go against Denver's anemic offense. You got a good chance with the Giants. And I think they got a good chance against the Vikings. McCarthy doesn't scare me. And the Eagles aren't going to play their starters the last game of the year. So you got a chance to win that game. You know, they don't have the horses, and this is a big off season for AP and DQ because you need a minimum of two defensive linemen, two linebackers, and then there's the big question mark of what's going to happen with Terry. They showed a close-up of Terry in the game on Sunday. He had a scowl on his face like he's ready to fight somebody. So I guess he's forgotten they wrote him a $30 million check to make him happy before the season started. You might not see him next year. And all these people crying for Deami Brown and Zaccheaus, and they were going to be the difference makers, none of those guys play defense. Okay, might have extended our drives a little bit, but I don't hear them making noise, all this noise on the teams they went to. So it's going to be a big offseason for them. They got a lot on their plate, but I don't think firing anybody is the answer. They're still a work in progress, but it's a fair criticism, especially from a kicker standpoint, because you can lose about three games a year via special teams, and Sunday was an example.
Yeah, I'm in a position where I want them to fight, compete, play hard, try and improve, right? Try and identify who can be a part of the solution, not the problem. I want to see them. I want to see them bench Quan Martin like they did at times on Sunday. I want to see them make appropriate moves. I want to see them blitz in creative ways and try to improve some things. I don't, at this point, even though they're not mathematically eliminated, and again, that might change by the time we get to next Sunday night, I want them to lose because they're not making the playoffs, even though, again, they're not mathematically eliminated. But I don't want them to get embarrassed and humiliated. That is hard for me to handle. That I can't do. So I can handle the losing because I know the losing ultimately goes to a good spot. You get rewarded for losing in the NFL. You don't get rewarded for losing in the NBA or the NHL or baseball or what have you. You do in the NFL. So lose with competitive spirit and fight like you did on Sunday, and I think I'll be okay with that. Even if it means losing to the Cowboys and the Eagles and the Giants, four division games, I'll be okay with that.
Yep, you just want to see effort, and I mean, it can't be where you, I mean, the biggest thing that everybody's got to look at is, you know, what's his name, Joe Witt. You know, it was four straight games of getting blown out by 20 or more, and they showed no fight. Miami was a team that just beat the brakes off Buffalo the previous week, and we went head-to-head with and went into overtime with. So they can compete.
Yeah, no.
Like you said, to your point, you got to put guys in the right yeah. position to make plays, yeah. too.
No, that's a good point. Thank you, Double A. Appreciate you. I
got
to run. Always good to hear from you. Let Double A go on that. Got to take a timeout. More calls when we come back. 301-230-0980. First, a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders are on their bye week, and of course, cutting kicker Matt Gay yesterday, and once again bringing in a different kicker. It's unofficially the ninth kicker that they've had in the Adam Peters, Dan Quinn era, which so far has had one great year and one not so good year, as we've discussed all throughout. So we will see where the Commanders go from here. But where they go from here is to the bye. And again, they'll be shut down. Players will until next Monday. Meanwhile, C.J. Stroud still in concussion protocol. He has been ruled out for Thursday night football against the Buffalo Bills, according to head coach DeMeco Ryans. That would be the third straight game that he has missed for the Texans as a result of the concussion. He is expected, C.J. Stroud, to play and be available to play against the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis in Week 13. So not this weekend, but next. So that is interesting for the Houston Texans. Meanwhile, the Giants, been a mess for them. We talked about they could be the first team to be mathematically playoff eliminated earlier last hour and into this hour. Well, Abdul Carter, the number 3 overall pick, said he did not sleep through a walkthrough practice last week. Instead, he was getting treatment at the time of the walkthrough. but he was benched for the opening series of Sunday's loss for the Giants against the Green Bay Packers and realizes that he made a mistake and called it simply an honest mistake. All right, the Capitals are off tonight. They won last night against the tough LA Kings, 2-1. Alex Ovechkin, the go-ahead goal. Or the ultimate game-winning goal for the second goal of the year or of the night for the Capitals against the LA Kings and former goaltender Darcy Kuemper. The Wizards are off until tomorrow night. They take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tonight on the Team 980 at 6:45 following the DOC, it's U.S. Men's National Team Soccer against Uruguay. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, back on the Team 980-342. We are brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all of your breakfast favorites are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP Value Menu available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Did I do that right there, AMAC?
I think that was splendid.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Like syrup on a pancake.
Anyway, all right, before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day, let's get to our guy Jason Laurel, who is far, far from a dumb dumb. Our guy. What's up, Jace? How are you, pal?
Rooster, welcome back. Glad you got back home to us safe.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
I've never been to Spain. I've had the good fortune to travel to a lot of places, and I've been to Europe a couple of times. Never been to Spain. What is actual Spanish food, like real Spanish food? I know what Tex-Mex food is, but what was that food like? Was it good?
You know, interesting. It's an interesting question because, like, there's a lot of different cultural influences, I would say. So, like, if you said what is actual, like, Spanish cuisine, right? I assume like paella qualifies as that. So I had an amazing. Do you like seafood at all?
I love seafood.
Okay. So I had, I guess it was Wednesday night in Barcelona. I had a wonderful seafood paella dish. So it was rice with a tomato-y type sauce, some garlic, some onions, and all sorts of shrimp. Mussels, some clams. Oh, it was unbelievable. And they serve it in like one of those black cast iron pans. It was so good.
Sounds similar to Mediterranean, probably different flavors.
I mean, there's a lot of different influences. I mean, I had Italian food one night, you know, with it was like garlic shrimp served in like a cast iron with this incredible linguine pesto Alfredo. I had, on Sunday night, I had chicken teriyaki skewers and like a Mediterranean salad. So to your point, I do think there's a lot of Mediterranean, influence. I think there's a lot of worldly influence. But if you said what exactly is Spanish food, I don't know if I have a great answer to that other than the first thing that comes to my mind is paella. That's almost a standard dish everywhere you go. But I saw a lot of different influences.
That's kind of like a rice dish. It's almost like a jambalaya, right?
Yeah. Almost exactly. Like a jambalaya. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
But if you can ever go, I would definitely say, you know, if you like to travel, you like to travel internationally, it's worth the trip. Again, it's not the place that I thought I would make my first international trip to, but after going to Barcelona and Madrid and seeing the difference between the two and the difference between what I'm used to here in the States, I'm very glad that, you know, I got the opportunity to go.
Well, we're so glad to help you back. I don't think Dan Quinn can do anything to get fired at the end of this year. Even if they got blown out, I hope they don't win another game because I want the best draft pick possible. But I like what Paulie said, and I like what Anson said. I mean, they're going to try. And they lost a bunch of games like they lost to the Miami. I could take that. But I personally hope they don't win another game. I want to leave you with something you probably won't get till today, but just for something to think about. So many people have been calling and complaining about who they didn't re-sign, who they left off. They didn't spend enough money. Like, we didn't jump into this season with all of our ducks in a row. I wonder if the team kind of knew that this was possible, and that's why they did it. And I just want to leave you with that. Because, you know, I don't think the two wide receivers and Chin is going to make a difference on this team. Now, I've heard lots of people say that, but those three guys aren't making a difference on this team. I wonder if they went into the season because they knew what they had. I don't know. I don't think they were as good as they were last year, and right. I don't think we're as bad as we look this year. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle.
But the mentality of adding Von Miller, Laremy Tunsil, of adding Deebo Samuel, like that action, that course, even Matt Gay, that course of action does not equal out to me, even at the end of camp, saying, we know we're not that good. You know, we know, like, this is going to be a tough, you know what I'm saying? Like, the mentality the mentality was during the offseason, hey, man, we've got to surround Jaden and make it easier on him. Hence, we go out and add two starting bookend tackles, Connerly in the draft, Tunsil via the trade, Deebo over the three wide receivers that they let go of last year. You know, that type of thing. Trade Brian Robinson, bring in Bill. That type of thing. So to me, I don't know. I don't know, Jason. I think at this point, I think they probably looked around 2 weeks ago and said, hey, you know what? There's no veteran wide receiver that is really, really going to make the difference for Terry and Noah. So let's go and add guys like Treylon Burks, who we like and think may offer something as a former mid-first-round pick when things are right. And then he goes out, plays one game, catches three or four balls, and he breaks his finger. So even that doesn't work out, you know? I don't know. It's just been a lost season. I got to let you run. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Richard. Glad to have you back.
Thanks for getting back. Thank you, as always, for the kind words. That is our guy, Jason in Laurel. All right, coming back, dum-dum of the day. We wrap it up on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in before the DOC. All right, before we get on out of here, the DOC coming up next on Burgundy and Gold today. Our buddy Jeff in Vienna, who was also in Barcelona and Madrid last week, sent us this via the New York Post. World News, two men caught smuggling meth and 81 monkeys as part of an international smuggling ring. Oh, baby. Near Cambodia, in Thailand, over the weekend, Thai police rangers stopped a vehicle on Friday in a province along the border where the monkeys were found stuffed into blue netting bags. I've seen a picture. It's pretty weird. Look, the two suspects allegedly admitted to being involved in a trafficking ring, moving the monkeys from Thailand into Cambodia. The ranger forces, I guess that's the police, said via Facebook. Authorities also took possession of an unspecified amount of drugs and the monkeys. Now, Thailand is a major transit point for wildlife smugglers. They often sell endangered animals for markets in China and parts of Southeast Asia. Again, I've seen the pictures. They're all in bags, like groceries, for God's sakes. Just horrible. Apparently, you know, the monkeys, I guess, will be saved. And we'll be okay for now. I mean, who knows what exactly happens to them from here. But there was these two guys, again, trying to do this. One thing to get busted for drugs. I don't know how many times people get busted for smuggling 81 monkeys. But in this particular case, I guess 81 is not enough, right? Or too much, or I don't know. I mean, my goodness, 81 monkeys. Stuffed in grocery bags or netting bags. I mean, this world is just gone to hell in a handbasket. That is Dumb Dumb of the Day, or Dumb Dumbs of the Day. Thanks to Jeff in Vienna. All right, coming up tomorrow, one of the things we'll talk about, Adam Schefter tweeted about this during the show. I didn't see it until now. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels is joining Three Arts Sports alongside Travis Kelce and Miles Garrett in order to launch his production company and grow his presence in media, business, and entertainment. I don't know how to feel about this. I'll have to think about how I feel about this over the next 21 hours. The answer coming up tomorrow. Rick Doc Walker is not coming up tomorrow. He's coming up next. Burgundy and gold today until 6:45, and then the U.S. men's national team taking on Uruguay right here on the Team 980. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to everybody who was kind enough to welcome me back and called in and listened to the show. Again, you can check out all the podcasts, as always, on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify as well. Thanks, everybody. Good to be back in the saddle. Back tomorrow at 1. Adios on the Team 980.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.